Cheryl Fritz is now live in Lansing on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Welcome to Fritz and Friends.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with Mark Price producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, East Lansing Mayor Vic Loomis. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Good, Cheryl. How are you doing?
Did the weather hold up for the game this evening?
Well, the track meet is going to get concluded here, but it's gotten pretty wet.
Oh, dear. You're a good parent.
Well, you know, it's fun to be in the stands and watch your daughter run track on the very track you ran on, you know, just a handful of years ago, of course.
Just a couple.
Just a couple. But she's much better at it than I was, so I really have to applaud her. And East Lansing's doing very well tonight. So.
Well, super. We got a sports update from the mayor. There we go. The budget passed last night. Of course, the headlines read there's a $500,000 raise in the property taxes, which is something that needed to be done according to the budget process there. But how's that really going to translate for folks in East Lansing?
Well, I think most people are aware that with the contracted economy we've had in Michigan, there has been a reduction in property valuations and a related reduction then in the amount of taxes that any individual property owner has been paying. And that's one of the pressures that we have on the revenue stream for the city. And our city's not unlike any other local governmental entity. You know, all local governments have seen a reduction in property valuation and a related reduction in the tax revenues. So the council had the ability to take one more step, and this step by raising this approximate $500,000 brings us to what is now the Headley cap. Any additional increases in property taxes would have to go before a vote of the taxpayers in the city of East Lansing. But on balance, we've basically added back what has been reduced through declining property values. So the average property owner in the city of East Lansing, when they pay their 2012 tax bill, is probably not going to see much of a change, if any change at all, in the amount they paid the city in 2011. It's kind of a trade-off. We're adding back through this nominal increase the reduction that has probably occurred in this past year.
There were also spending cuts that had to continue as well, that had to go along with this. Will folks notice a lot of changes in services reduced?
Well, I don't think on a day-to-day basis they will, Cheryl. Probably the most obvious cutback that we've had is deferring our hazardous sidewalk program. We're not, and we haven't for the last couple of years, been able to do quite the amount of work that we would like to do in that category. So what's going to happen is our public works personnel are going to have to go out with a little cold patch and kind of smooth off some edges and kind of handle the situation that way instead of actually going in and doing sidewalk repair. You know, infrastructure is a very important part of any community, and that's one area that's probably easiest, and I don't use that word lightly, kind of easiest to kind of push into the next year. And in part, we've done some of that again this year by deferring some of the sidewalk and street repair that we might do otherwise were we not faced with the budgetary challenge we've been faced with.
One of the issues that always comes up, we've got a couple of minutes left, is positions eliminated from city council. And it looks like they're going to be, according to reports, about 7 positions eliminated. But are they just kind of through attrition?
It's through attrition. There have been a number of retirements, and each of those departments, well, have to find a way to do the same amount of work and do it a little different, shift the workload around a little bit. I don't think you're going to see any marked decrease in service from that standpoint. Those positions, as you mentioned, through attrition will be absorbed within the system.
Well, now, granted, these are difficult choices to make, but overall, are you pretty pleased? I mean, the Constitution says you have to have a balanced budget. Are you pretty pleased with the way East Lansing was able to weather this?
Well, I'm very pleased, and I like to say we've kind of gone through our budget again without a whole lot of fanfare. It's a process that started in late January with a retreat where we sit down with senior staff and we take a look at our five-year forecast that's been in place for a number of years. So each year you drop a year, you add a year, and that has been an excellent tool to kind of help prepare any given year's budget. And then beginning in March and through April, we have separate work sessions where we really go fund by fund, department by department, division by division through our budget. And that's been a very successful project, and it really makes this process a very manageable one.
Well, Vic, Mr. Mayor, I'm going to have to call you back to talk about some great development opportunities happening in East Lansing because we ran out of time, but I wanted to get the budget information in. Have a great night.
You too.
Thank you. East Lansing Mayor Vic Loomis at an East Lansing track meet. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.